Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Pete Kalamoutsos, President and CEO of GLOW, EchoStage, and Soundcheck in Washington, D.C.
Yes, and thanks for joining us. We're talking because, it's been such a horrible year for a lot of things, but particularly live music around the nation's capital. And tell us what Insomniac Events is doing to... You know, there's a sliver of good news here. What? Tell us what just happened with the acquisitions by Insomniac.
Insomniac is the biggest dance promoter in the world. They own Electric Daisy Carnival in Las Vegas, which gets upward of 200,000 people per day. They own Beyond Wonderland, which is another huge West Coast festival brand. And they're looking to, they want to come to the East Coast. And I've partnered with them, and I'm really excited. What that means is that, I have, they're partners with Live Nation, so it's good to have the backing of a publicly traded company to grow GLOW Events, which we do the Preakness Infield Fest, we do the Moonrise Festival in Baltimore, and, we also own EchoStage and Soundcheck. EchoStage has been voted 3 years in a row, number one venue in North America by the readers of DJ Mag, which is probably the biggest dance music magazine in the world. And I'm really excited to partner with them.
Yeah, let's drill down into both of those venues, one by one, just so I have a good soundbite on each one for you.
I also want to say one thing in addition. So we just announced the partnership with myself and Insomniac. The deal was actually closed in Q4 of 2019. We were going to announce it this year in Miami in March at the big dance event, Miami Music Week. But because of COVID, we had to wait. And we felt like, with so much negative news coming out in the public about dance music and venues and places closing, like U Street Music Hall was a big deal. We felt that it was important to announce it now, our partnership, and give people hope. And let them know that, let the fans know that we're going to be back. We're not going anywhere. And also, it's great, for our employees to know, to reinforce that, hey, we're going to be here when you come back. Whether you're a bartender or a bar back or a server or a production person or technician, we're going to be back, and we're looking forward to coming back bigger and better than ever with this new partnership.
Cool. Yeah. And so just to clarify, so this wasn't necessarily a COVID driven acquisition. You're saying it was already in the works late last year. But I guess due to when everything shut down in March, then you kind of waited a little bit and retooled and decided to launch or announce it.
Correct. Yeah. We were going to announce, the deal was signed in Q4 of 2019. And, with the transfer of licenses with the venues, it was done in February, nothing to do with COVID, and it's just, it's a great strategic partnership. And, we were going to announce it in March, but we didn't, obviously, because we felt like it wasn't the right time. And with all the COVID news and all the closures, and we think now is a good time to give people hope. And, there's a vaccine coming. There's also EchoStage coming.
Right. You can inject some EchoStage right into your blood. Let's take the venues one at a time, just so I have a nice, good, juicy soundbite from you on each one. So what makes EchoStage? First, start with EchoStage. What makes that so special?
EchoStage is very unique. It's a 3,000-person hybrid club. When I say hybrid, it's you have a huge dance floor, which is, for a general admission. You can come and dance and have fun and watch your favorite artists on the state-of-the-art light sound LED wall. And then we have an upstairs with 40 tables. You could also, come, for people that are older like me, they can come and get a table and watch their favorite show. EchoStage, it's honestly an iconic venue. There's nothing like it in the world. And because of this and because of the city that it's in, what makes it special is, when you come to EchoStage, if you look at the crowd, it's, black, white, rich, poor, gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. When you come in the room, you're just all about the show, and everyone's just, it's one big party and one big, unified dance floor.
I love it. And then moving over to soundcheck, I've been there before, of course. Remind us what makes that special. You sort of go down those stairs, and what do we see?
Gotcha. So soundcheck, we built it as a complement to EchoStage because there were so many artists that we had to, to build. And, a lot of guys, we'll play at soundcheck, and then we'll see, for example, like Rez. Rez is a really big, she's an amazing, dance producer. And she played, she was opening for somebody at soundcheck. And then we were able to build her out and put her at EchoStage, the next, step. But what also makes soundcheck unique is you could also see a lot of cool underplays. For example, Tiesto, Steve Aoki, Cascade, Eric Prydz, all the biggest names have played a soundcheck because it's a really cool room. It's underground, low ceilings, proper club. And the name, is what makes it unique. Soundcheck. It's pretty much soundproofed from foam ceilings to cork hardwood floors. It's the ultimate like experience to, intimate experience.
Absolutely. And then you've mentioned, you listed some of the cool names that play underground there at soundcheck. What are some of the acts that have played EchoStage over the year? Do you remember?
For sure. So EchoStage, we've had everybody from, EchoStage was built for Glow. So, it was built for EDM. So we had, Calvin Harris, Avicii, Tiesto, David Guetta, Above and Beyond, and then we've had non-EDM acts like Sam Smith, Lord, Ellie Goulding. We've had many hip hop acts from, Cardi B to Migos to DaBaby, and even we do many local go-go's with bands like Rare Essence and Backyard Band. So EchoStage is very diverse and very eclectic, and depending on what night you come, it'll be something different.
Awesome. Talk a big picture it for me in terms of, COVID has affected the music industry at large, but unlike, maybe other genres, EDM is so relies on, everyone jam-packed on a floor dancing, with the lights out and everything. Explain how COVID was especially detrimental to that style.
Yeah, not just EDM, but live music in general, right? Like, people want to come and be packed and shoulder to shoulder and sing along and all the things that COVID doesn't want you to do. Obviously, I don't want to be the first venue to open. I don't want to open until, we can open safely. And, we don't know when it's going to be, but, we're going to be ready. And, between what we've already done internally, security measures at our venue, to what we're going to learn from our new partners, to what the city, guides us on. We're constantly talking to everybody and, exploring how and when we can open safely. I'm from DC. I live in DC. I'm not going anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere. I love this city. And, I wear my mask and I go out and it's, responsibly. And what's more important to me is not the business. It's the city getting back. And once the city's back, the business will come back after that. But let's first get open safely, and then we can worry about the venues opening.
Such a great point, because like you're saying, the music is almost like the heartbeat of the city in a lot of ways. So you're not only are you trying to save these venues business wise, but you're trying to save our cultural heartbeat in a way. Obviously, I know there's no way of knowing a specific return, reopening date. Cause let's face it, like last month there was a pilot program in DC for, five venues, Hamilton and a couple others. But if you had to ballpark it, are we talking like late next year? Let's say they have a vaccine. It's so hard to even predict, but what are you guys sort of at least planning for, like late 2021 or beyond that? Or what are you thinking?
So the unique thing about us is that, we don't rely on tours to open the venue. So, again, if the sooner we get the heads up to open, we could reach out to our great contacts, these DJs that come in And, you know, and when DJs come in, it's not like a big tour with tour buses and stuff. It's pretty small. And we have all the production already in-house. I have a production team in-house, you know, the best production team in the world. And it's going to get better with Insomniac. But we can open sooner than most places can open. You know, like if a lot of places are tour-based and, you know, the bigger rooms are going to take a while, probably late next year, if I were to guess, you know, fall. Maybe the amphitheaters could open up in the summertime. And, you know, I've been wrong all the time on when we're going to open. I'm hoping spring, you know. It's, again, like, it's not to me, you know, we're lucky we could ride it out and wait. It's, you know, we'll see.
Well, we can't wait for things to open back up. And I'm sure fans will come flocking once it's safe, because everyone's sort of been pent up inside, ready to get back out. So we appreciate you joining us. I think this will be a nice, uplifting story. So thanks so much, Pete.
Awesome. Thank you so much.